Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rangers are back in action tonight against the Stros right here on 105.3. The Fan, Jared Sandler, previews that at 9:20. But we have Rangers-Astros tickets coming up during this segment on 105.3. The Fan. But my freaking God. Call off the National Guard. Woo! Allow women and children back in the home. High-low is back. Woo! On 105.3. The Fan. I am trying to rest and relax and drink some cervezas and hang out with my wife and her 47 family members on the Frio River. And all I'm getting are text messages, direct messages, and everything else into my phone. We don't have high-low. We're freaking out. Well, it's back. So everyone relax and get ready to play the hottest game that is loved by everyone within a 10-mile radius.
Yes, now, we tried out, name that tune jock person. It was a decent game.
That's really the other factor here, Troy, is when you are attempted to be replaced by a very poorly constructed game to begin with, it went bad. It went south.
I actually heard the game. I went back and listened to the podcast, 105.3thefan.com. It wasn't a bad game, just some tweaking needs to be done to it.
Needed a better host.
Hey, put your magic to it, man, and maybe we can bring it back, but I don't know if I'll be running that back anytime soon.
Well, the one that's going to bring magic today is Pat Doney from NBC5, who got a donut the last time he played high-low.
No, that's not true.
Did you get one
point? I got one point.
You got one point.
It was
okay.
An embarrassing performance, but I did land with one point.
Well, it was an impressive performance at the Home Run Derby the other night with Vlad Jr. and all the guys just going crazy. The next night with the All-Star Game, not so much. But what about back in the day? 2009 All-Star Game. As we go back one decade ago, all of today's answers are players that were selected for the 2009 MLB All-Star Game.
Where was the 2000?
Yeah, it was. It was at a park. Park. So we're going to start with RJ. These are all members of the 2009 MLB All-Star Game. Do you want to go high or low?
Let's do high.
High. Okay. This one is for 3 points. Take it away.
This is without a doubt the biggest challenge I've ever faced in my life, and it's made it that much more challenging that I've had to deal with it publicly. But I truly view this challenge as an opportunity.
Alex Rodriguez.
Please no.
Yeah! It is not A-Rod. For 2 points, named the 2009 MLB All-Star, while his legacy of being great is suspended in the air, he's kind of a hot dog in player. Thus, the name, the Hebrew National.
I got it. I wish I could answer right now.
Hot dogging player.
Don't give it away to him, Pat.
Come on.
Suspended in the air. Ian Kinsler.
Oh, man, that would have been another.
For 1 point. Name the 2009 All-Star while his legacy of being great is suspended in the air. He's kind of a hot dog and player. That's the name, the Hebrew National. If you don't get this one, why don't you sit over there and enjoy a cold brew?
Cold brew. So he's a Milwaukee Brewer?
I'm going to do Sean here.
Archie doesn't know sports.
Nelly Cruz.
Nope.
Didn't know if he was
Jewish. Greatest nickname in sports, I think, recently.
The Hebrew National.
The Hammerin' Hebrew.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And
can
it is
Shane Green.
Can I say who it is?
Yeah, you can say who it is.
It's Ryan Braun.
It is Ryan Braun.
Let's go.
Oh, Ryan Braun.
Hammerin' Hebrew.
Whoa, the champion.
No idea.
The champion is going down today with a donut in round one of High Low and 105.3.
I like it. Opening the door wide for Pat Doney.
Let's go.
Does he open the door for Roy White? Roy, you're up next. 2009 MLB All-Stars, high or low?
I'll go high.
High for 3 points.
August in Kansas City,
It's harder than two rats in a f***ing sock.
Let me say, David Ortiz.
It is not Big Poppy. For 2 points, named the 2009 All-Star, making his professional debut with the Blue Wave. He is one of the greatest hitters of all time. That's depending on which numbers you look at.
Greatest hitter of all time, depending on which numbers you look at.
I think RJ knows it.
Suggesting he played in another league, but I don't know which league that would be. Manny Ramirez.
No, that's true. Hate to see it.
One point. Named the 2009 All-Star, made his professional debut with the Blue Wave. He is one of the greatest hitters of all time, depending on which numbers you read. If you don't get this one, just leave in your American car. Or maybe you have a foreign car like a Suzuki.
Oh, that was Ichiro?
That is Ichiro.
I was going to guess that, but I honestly thought,
the orange,
did he ever speak? Did he ever speak in, I never knew he spoke English to the media. I knew he spoke English.
He did.
You don't spoke English.
He has spoken English since 2001, at least.
Yeah, that was a Bob Costas interview where he asked him to give a curse word answer, and that's what it was. That is 1 point, though, for Roy, so you have
one point over RJ.
Pat Doney wrapping up.
How did I get right?
Round one.
Come on,
Pat. High low on 105.3. The Fan. Do it for NBC 5, Pat. 2009 MLB All-Stars. 3 points. High or low?
We're going high.
We're going high for
Let's
three.
Go.
I mean, we feel like we had a chance to win, you know. You know, it's one game, and it can, anybody can win one game, you know. They do their job, you know. They come up and top.
I think this is going to be Pat's best high-low yet.
I mean, the bar is not very high for that. Is that A-Rod?
It is not Alex Rodriguez. For 2 points, named the 2009 All-Star. He doesn't have a twin, although he is one now. He has put up decent numbers in his career, but can't catch a break. Or catch at all.
That's Joe Mauer.
Oh, I like it, Pat.
That's a shame. Hate to see it.
For 1 point, name the 2009 MLB All-Star. He doesn't have a twin, although he is one now. He has put up decent numbers in his career. He can't catch a break. He really can't catch at all. But he can hit you with a boomstick.
Oh, it's Nelly Cruz.
That is Nelly Cruz. Yeah.
Twin now. You threw me off with the twin and the catch thing. I just thought twins catcher.
Oh, wow.
It's all right.
Well,
it's all
right. A good throw off.
Door.
All right.
Door.
Oh, no. The door's open.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I'm back, baby.
You didn't know
I'm
who
back.
The hammer in Hebrew is?
I didn't know who the hammer in Hebrew
is. Come on, man.
I don't look at people like that.
Until Jared Sandler walks in the studio.
That's his nickname.
I didn't know that.
All right. We're on to round two of High Low on 105.3. The Fan, we do have those Rangers Astros tickets coming up, but what a good game. It starts off with a donut for RJ Choppy, and then Roy and Pat only put up one each.
Oh, man.
Can't win games with field goals. These are not 2019 MLB All-Stars. These are 2009 MLB All-Stars. RJ Choppy trying to retain his title. 3 points, high or low?
High.
For 3 points.
I felt good. I thought I was moving good. From first to third, scored, ran out a couple ground balls. So everything felt good.
Derek Sanderson Jeter.
Ooh. Please be wrong.
Give him room.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir!
Oh, look at him.
Yes, sir!
Oh, look
yes,
at him!
He's back! Oh, he's back, baby! He's back, and he's loving everything!
God, I hate you!
God.
Woo! Woo!
Did you just know that that was his inflection?
I could tell the inflection of his voice.
Oh, my God. Oh. Okay. That is a threefer, but that doesn't mean anything. Roy, if you had a three-pointer here... You'll eliminate
That's right,
RJ.
Roy. Let's just go ahead and eliminate him right now.
You want it high or low for 2009 MLB All-Stars?
Let's go low, please, Troy.
To eliminate RJ.
I mean, spring training is starting to progress a little bit, and we're getting close to playing some games. Spring training is still spring training, but as a competitor, you want to go out and you want to play well regardless of the situation.
To eliminate RJ.
2009. Let's take a local stab. I will go with Josh Hamilton.
Oh! Could be.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Yes, sir!
To stay in the game. Named the 2009 MLB All-Star. As a young man, he was drafted by the Orioles, didn't sign. Then 3 years later, he was drafted by the Blue Jays before finally debuting in the majors just down the street.
Michael Young.
We are definitely going to say
it.
Yes,
sir. Dang it.
I had written two names down. I was right about to guess Michael,
and I freaking went with Hamilton. That's a shame.
We are definitely going to sudden death, but will it be a triple threat match?
Oh, I love triple threat matches.
Or
make it a three-way.
Will it happen at all? Okay. Pat Doney, this is for 3 points. This will crown you high-low champion.
Okay, I'm ready.
High or low?
High.
High for the win.
You know, athletes or entertainers or whatever, and hide in the house and not talk to media and, you know, just shut down completely from the outside world. Because I'm on the stage for a reason.
For the win, Pat Doney.
That sounds like something that Josh Hamilton would say. Josh.
Take it to the sports world, and Pat going to dominate.
Look at the size of these hands over here.
Those are bad hands.
You even watch the games.
Look at that.
Good job, Pat.
Woo. Well done, Pat.
What a walk-off.
That was awesome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.